flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In fact, they need RFK.
Let's play this clip from yesterday. This was Josh Harris meeting with the media on if DC remains the option, the main option, the primary focus for a new stadium.
Yeah, look, I think that obviously the DMV, right, is three jurisdictions, and it turns out DC's in the middle. Plus, it's the location maybe, but plus because of the history. It's location that when we do surveys is the most acceptable. But there's a lot of things that go into this. And we play in Maryland right now. We have an amazing relationship with Maryland. And like I said, it's not just our decision. Like, the decision is about the specific regions and areas and states themselves and D.C. itself. So, like, we have a lot of dialogue going with everyone. And we're going to keep pushing forward. But I continue to, kind of just be transparent about, what the surveys say and how the area feels at large. But that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of support in Maryland, a lot of support in Virginia. There is. But obviously DC is, kind of aligned with the history and happens to be the easiest place to get to for the most number of fans.
And I don't think you have to read too much between the lines there, even though he's keeping Maryland and Virginia in the dialogue, that he's also acknowledging D.C. makes the most sense. And he gave some reasons why. Mm-hmm. Cut 6 is Josh Harris on if the stadium timeline has changed at all with the team success. I think this is related and interesting because it's not like they're expediting anything or trying to move any of their decisions up. They still know this is going to take a lot of time. They got a long fight ahead, particularly in D.C. But here was Harris on the timeline.
Yeah, look, any time that you win on the field, I mean, we all now experience what it was like here, right? And it was the reawakening of Washington football here in the DMV and everywhere, right? Because there's lots of people who grew up with the team that I grew up with. And so anytime that you get that reawakening, right, the population at large is supportive, right? And so there's no question that there's some momentum and, we would hope to capitalize on it. But, I mean, obviously we're in, dialogue with, jurisdictions, with Washington, with Maryland. And, really they're a big – what they want to do is a big part of it also. And so and every indication is that everyone is supportive. And so we're just going to try to move it forward as fast as possible.
You know what I find funny, Danny?
What's
and
that?
We've joked about this as a show a bunch. Even when he, in that answer, talks about the options, he mentions D.C. and Maryland, Virginia just isn't really interested in stadiums, right? I mean, they just don't seem to really care that much or want to have them.
There are, for every one person that does that's influential, there are three that don't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's the
you
exact...
You mean but, like the politician? Like,
yeah, at like the highest levels. Like, there are absolute... I promise you, there are absolutely people who go, yeah, this would be a great thing. Now, whether you agree with him or not, I don't care. Put your big boy pants on. We're just having a conversation here. But whether you agree or not, there are advocates everywhere, sprinkled throughout the state of Virginia. There are, I promise you. And then there are plenty who are going to say, you might get far enough down the line, but you're getting torpedoed because of whether it's my proclivities, I got a different interest, or some other kind of conflicting thing. Who knows? But they can't get their act together. So that whole Capital One, Leonsis, Monumental Sports fiasco just put Virginia in such a harsh timeout that I don't care. Like, anybody willing to do business with them in that regard has to say, how can I take you seriously? How can I believe you at face value? Even if you mean it, even if you are telling me the truth, I've seen that legislative process play out. I've seen the memes, bro. I know that after a press conference, after everybody's announced something, the thing is dead. And sort of that's the end. So trying to bring them to the table just as a threat, I think would be valuable for any businessman in Harris and Company's case. But you can't take Virginia seriously in that regard.
But how do we keep falling for it? I remember for a few years, we talked about Loudoun County. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the metro expansion out that way. What is that, the white line or the silver line or whatever? That basically the stadium was going to be built out that way, out west. I remember for multiple years on the show, the people that cover this and the experts in this were telling us that was the most likely thing. And now it's a distant part of any conversation. It's like if D.C. falls through, and then if something crazy happens where Maryland's out, then maybe Virginia would almost have to step up to the plate. The same thing with we had the exact same press conference decades ago at that national landing site, and they did it again this year, past year for the basketball and the hockey team, and we all kind of took it hook, line, and sinker. We keep falling for the same thing, and all these years later, Virginia's never had a team for any of these professional clubs at the highest level of the four major sports and probably hasn't been overly interested. I want to play one more clip, though, really quickly, Danny, which is Josh Harris on his vision for the new stadium, which is Cut 5. You know, we have not seen him talk much publicly about what he wants in the new stadium. So even though there's not a lot of meat on the bone here, I think just the fact that he offered any intel on his vision is probably the story. So this was Harris with the media yesterday on what he wants out of a new stadium.
Yeah, so I have three or four things in mind. I mean, obviously for me personally, you know, I grew up with a great stadium, and I understand, you know, what it's like to play in a stadium that you know, where it's hard for the visiting team to play, right? I mean, we've experienced different stadiums. You know, like I said, I've been to every game for the last 2 years, and I see differences. And so, you know, the primary objective is to create a stadium that we're going to win in, because I think if we do that, and so there's all kinds of decisions that go into that. But I also think that we have a responsibility. You know, when a city, you know, takes land and utilizes it, you know, for a stadium, right, they're taking it away from other things they could do. And so it's our responsibility to make it, you know, an amazing economic development opportunity for where it is and create a lot of jobs and, you know, help that area, right? And so as I think everyone knows, we're considering multiple jurisdictions, but in each case, right, those areas need help, need improvement, and so that's got to be part of it. And you know, the cities themselves have to have, you know, their own input as to what they want. These are political processes, right, and they matter to the neighborhoods and to the greater areas. So we're, you know, right now in the middle of all that. And so, yeah, I think it's both. But for me personally, I start with, like, we need to have a great place where our fans can show up and feel like, and as much as possible, we want that to be an advantage to our team in terms of winning on the field.
It's Josh Harris, owner of the Commanders, meeting with the media yesterday. I think when you ask the question, what's your vision, you want him to tell you if there's going to be a dome and, mm-hmm. you know, right. what the if there's a moat on the outside of the stadium.
If you come in gate A, you'll see this sculpture. Like, right. he can't go that far, of course.
He's not going to give you the details. I'm sure they're delivering renderings, you know, every single day and making tweaks and changes. But I've said all along, I've had too many people that are too high up over the years with the team in multiple factions tell me that there's going to be a roof on this thing. Mm-hmm. And most of the time they always say that it's probably not going to be retractable, both because of cost and it's viewed almost as unnecessary because it's just not used very often to open and close. But I do think it'll be an enclosed stadium when they build this stadium, and I do think it's going to be in D.C. at the RFK site. I would go as far as to say, Danny, I will be shocked if that's not the case.
Shocked is probably too far to me.
How? I mean, the land, man. They got the land.
They
what else is there?
The gross ineptitude, preening, selfishness, lack of local support, D.C. council. You know, who knows who'll be mayor at that point? I mean, I don't know, man.
Sorry, let me do it this way then.
Yeah. I mean, you're correct on paper. Of course, it's a no-brainer. Like one plus one is two, and of course you're right. But right. This is one of those, like, I feel like one of those, like, characters. I've seen too much, man. These eyes have seen too many things to not expect shenanigans.
These eyes. No, I get you. And you've been around the block in this regard longer than I have, and you lived in D.C.
Yeah.
So you know better than anybody talking right now about whether or not this is going to be a seamless process, if you know what I mean. But if I'm saying, and I'm making these numbers up completely out of left field,
mm-hmm.
I'm acknowledging this. But, for me, I feel like there's an 85% chance it ends up at the RFK site. You think that's too high?
No, I think it's probably about right. 80, 85, somewhere in there. Like, it's all signs look right. It looks like all systems go. But, again, that you're, like, don't. All I'm saying is don't be surprised at that article. And you know exactly what I mean when that article, that news story comes out. We're live outside the office of self-important attention guy who's decided that now's his moment to stand up and say the locals don't want this. Blah, blah, blah. We are. And again, whatever your politics are, you may not want it. I'm not besmirching it. I'm just telling you, let's not count any chickens. I got some eggs right now, and they look good. But we don't have chickens. When I can go to that stadium, it's a chicken.
I think that the team and the city both want it to happen. It's going to happen. There's going to be some obstacles, true.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a story or two or a press conference or two from self-important guy, true. But this is now a truck flying down a hill,
mm-hmm.
wiping out like small houses and Vin Diesel's in a movie or something. I don't know. But it's like going 90 miles an hour, and it's gaining momentum. And there will be a stadium in D.C. I feel it in my bones.